Yeah, my name's Philip Cook, Philip John Cook, born in 1923, and was at Fielding and Platt's in 1938. That was when I first started my 7-year apprenticeship there.
And working at Fielding and Platt then, where did you travel from, Philip? Was it a long journey or did you live in Gloucester?
Yes, it was a long cycle ride at that time, especially during the blackout and the war years. And I used to cycle from Churchdown on the main Cheltenham Road there. And that was a long push in the winter months, as we used to start work then, 7:30 till 5:30, and that was 48 hours a week for 10 bob. That was all we got, 10 shillings. Yeah, as I say, I started in 1938 till 1945.
Okay, and in those years, Philip, What was your principal occupation?
I was a fitter at Fielding's. That was the training that we got there. There was many different departments, machine shops and the oil engine shops. I was in the hydraulic fitters side, making the shell presses during the war years. That was the main thing, and travelling was a bit of a bugbear. During the latter years, I did get myself a motorcycle, but that was difficult then in getting the petrol, because of the petrol rationing as it was. So I used to have to fall back onto the push bike again.
How did you first hear about Fielding's, Philip? Did you know anybody that worked there?
No, because we'd moved up from Wiltshire, my father and mother, and two sisters, at that time. So I knew very little about Gloucester in itself, and it was my father who introduced me to Fielding and Platt's, which was a good job that he did, because I enjoyed it there. It was a wonderful experience for anybody.
Did you have any formal training? For instance, was there ever training school in those days, or did you just go straight to the shop floor?
No, there was certainly no training school at Fielding and Platt's. All we used to do was to go to the technical college in the evenings. So that was going home to Churchdown and then coming back to go to the technical school, as it was in those days. But that was then, the new tech, as it was, wasn't even built then. It was part of the old library. That's where we used to go. But we managed it. We were young. And
did you get interviewed at all when you started there, Philip? I mean, back in those days? Or did you just apply and they accepted you?
I can't remember any interview as such. I think the interview then was a gentleman called Page, Mr. Page.
Okay, oh, it was a long time ago. Do you remember much about other factories or premises, any shops of interest or anything along the way to distract you? I appreciate it was wartime and there was a blackout, but it must have been, you know, probably a few things you can remember about the journey.
Yes, funnily enough, there was, because at that time Gloucester had a cattle market, and they used to drive the sheep and the pigs and the cattle through the streets of Gloucester. So getting through, you know, is like driving or pedaling through a farmyard. But it was great. And of course, that was the time that the old cinema got bombed. The old Delu in Northgate Street. That had a bomb through the roof.